The Road to Reformation. In preparation for the 500th anniversary of the Lutheran Reformation, we are presenting a brief survey of the life of Martin Luther. The series will culminate in the October 2017 issue with an account of his posting of the 95 Theses. This month, Life of Luther from 1498 to 1503. When Luther reflected upon his life, he would speak of Eisenach as his beloved town. The town itself was not spectacular, though it was nestled prettily in the Thuringian forest and was a major city of that region. True, on its outskirts lay Wartburg Castle, but this did not endear the city to Luther. With its population of only 2,100, it was nothing to boast about. Rather, it was the people Luther met here that gave him fond memories. Ursula Katte. Although Luther had an aunt in Eisenach, the 14-year-old boy did not stay with his relatives. Instead, God provided a most wonderful substitute home for him. Luther had impressed a prominent woman of the city by his singing and praying in the church. She befriended him and arranged to feed him. This woman is not named, but Luther identifies Henry Schwalbe, a merchant of the city, as his host, and we may conclude that his wife is the benefactor. There was this small price Martin Luther agreed to take young Henry Jr. to school each day, and perhaps also did some tutoring. Now Ursula Katte was a member of the Schwalbe family, and the families were close. It was natural then that Luther became close to the Kattes too. Indeed, it seems probable that young Martin lived with the Kattes, but ate his meals with the Schwalbes. These were both deeply pious families, and Martin was influenced by the example of his adopted family. Happy memories, indeed. Good teachers. Martin was also happy in school and felt that he was blessed with skillful teachers. Gone were the endless drills and mindless recitations, harshly enforced by the rod. Rather, here he found teaching to sharpen his mind and engage his attention. Here were teachers who instilled understanding. Two teachers deserve mention. One of Trebonius, it was later reported that he bowed respectively to his students before class in anticipation of the future distinction that some might achieve. Luther thought enough of Gildenough that he later petitioned those in power to grant him a pension. University at Erfurt. But these happy times ended when his prep school days were completed. Now it was time for Martin to choose a university. Erfurt, a city of about 20,000 people, and known as Little Rome, or the City of Spires, because of its many churches, chapels, and monastic houses, was chosen for its solid reputation. About 2,000 students attended there. The new student was registered as having funds. Hans Luther was finding his way to modest wealth. Luther joined the St. George Bursa, something like a frat house built, like a frat house, but with the strict supervision of a monastery. The daily routine was rigorous. Up at 4 a.m. for prayer, devotions read during meals, study, lights out at 8 p.m., and no one left campus without permission. Luther thrived here excelling in his studies and receiving his Bachelor of Arts in 1502 and his Master of Arts in 1505, in the shortest time allowed. He was second in his class of 17. Luther discovers the Bible. Perhaps it was here that he first saw a complete Bible. This event is recorded several times in the Table Talks, but with differing details. We can't be sure where or when it happened, but all agree that Luther was greatly surprised to find far more passages, epistles, and gospels that were expounded from the pulpits. The winsome account of young Samuel serving Eli and hearing a message from God caught his eye, and he thought, quote, "How fortunate I would be if I owned such a book. Indeed, and how fortunate for us that his prayer was answered." Our author this month is Norman Grieve, a pastor of St. Peter's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Iron River, Michigan.